Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Karen Spica, Senior Field Corporate Relations Manager for Allstate Insurance. Can't do anything about the storms, Karen, but guess you can handle them a certain way, and there are certain things that you can do in filing a damage claim that make it much, much better.
Well, yes, Mother Nature is going to do what she wants to do, and I'll tell you, Michigan this year has just really taken a hit from the weather.
Are you located in Farmington Hills?
Yes, that's where the regional headquarters for Allstate is, where we have, where we service Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio.
All right. We have heard about some horrific wind conditions in other parts of the Midwest here and a lot of warnings here. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to get before all is said and done. There were some moments today where it looked as if I might pick up a small vehicle and move it down the street. But in terms of storm recovery, what's the first thing that our listeners should do?
Well, the one thing that they want to do first is to make sure that their home is structurally safe before they proceed. Mm-hmm. So if they've gone down into their basement because they think that there's a tornado coming through, for example, they want to be extremely careful when they come upstairs. You know, debris can be very hazardous, and there's a potential, you know, for things to collapse. So if there happens to be strong winds, and we've also seen, you know, some reports that we have tornadic conditions, you do need to be very careful about that before you start retrieving items and bringing your family out of the basement.
And if authorities tell you not to go somewhere, it's usually for a reason.
Absolutely. And so if for some reason authorities have asked you to vacate the subdivision, maybe there's a major power outage, maybe there's a problem with often when power lines go down, they take other things down. They could potentially start a fire. They may ask people to evacuate. And so you don't want to go back until the authorities allow you to go back. And that's really for your own safety. But also, you want to know that the authorities are keeping out people who shouldn't be in the neighborhood anyway.
All right. I'm sure every policy is a little bit different. But if someone needs some temporary repairs made to prevent further damage, what do they do?
Well, they absolutely should make necessary temporary repairs to prevent further damage. And it's very important to make sure that you keep receipts from that work that's done. And if they can, save as much of the material that's available. For example, let's say you have a window that's blown in and it's raining. You want to be able to cover that up right away. We don't want you to wait until an adjuster comes by. But please make sure that whatever you do, that you document it very carefully, keep your receipts, and if you've got a photo opportunity or you can take video, that's always very helpful as well.
What if your home is uninhabitable?
Well, if your home is uninhabitable, you should check with your insurance provider and find out if you have coverage that would pay for you to stay perhaps in a local hotel until you are allowed to go back into your home.
And that's true for homeowners or renters?
Yes, but again, you should check with your provider to make sure that you have the proper coverage and you know how much is covered. You know, if you don't want to go and stay at the Ritz-Carlton if your policy isn't going to cover that, or at least you need to know what the difference between what your policy might cover and what you might need. And a lot of people, if they happen to have to leave their house very quickly, you know, they may be in a situation where they didn't get a chance to take clothing with them.
Right.
So sometimes those expenses will be taken care of within reason as well as part of their insurance policy.
Karen Spica, Senior Field Corporate Relations Manager for Allstate Insurance Company, talking about the regional office in Farmington Hills. Karen, how many people really know what is in their policy?
Well, a lot of folks don't. And so we advise that people should sit down at least once a year, go through their policy, make sure that there's been nothing changed. You know, we want to make sure if you have a new car that you're properly getting it in there and getting it insured. But also, there may be life changes that happen. You know, perhaps you've gone out and invested in some high-tech equipment because you've decided you're going to be working from home. So you may want specific coverage for a home office, which would provide you with additional coverage in case some of your electronics and your computer were damaged, say, in a lightning strike.
All right. Some claims can be settled fairly quickly. Others are going to take a little bit longer. But let's say there's been a catastrophic loss, a fire or wind, storm, whatever the case may be, and your bills are lost, your records are lost. You don't even have the numbers for your creditors to know who to contact.
Well,
what do you do?
Well, and that's a good point, because this is why it's really important to do a couple of things. First of all, make sure that you have all of that valuable type of information in another location, so that if you happen to have a fire, you'll know, you know, what are your insurance policies, where can you find valuables, where do you keep your information that you need to be able to access easily. So you need to make sure that you get that information in advance. But also, there are provisions, you know, for example, if you're without power, you should make sure you contact the electric company and make sure they stop billing your home,
right,
if it's been destroyed, for example. And then also, if you can, at least on the back of your credit card, you should have a number to be able to call and just say, I know that I've probably got credit card bills at home. I have no idea where they can be. I need for you to provide me with some a little bit of slack here while we get our things back and working.
Some people have so many credit cards, they don't even know where they are and who they're with. So that's certainly an issue as well. Karen, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and hope we'll have a chance to talk with you again.
All righty. That would be terrific.
Karen Spica, Senior Field Corporate Relations Manager for the Regional Office of Allstate Insurance Company. And if we do have a severe storm here, and you need to know those kinds of things. All right.